WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has had its first look at the next master plan for the flagship campus.
Comments during a presentation earlier this month included the future of the Texas A&M golf course, which underwent a $5 million renovation 4 years ago. President Michael Young told the Regents he considers the course a land bank for future uses.
Golf courses for universities are tremendously inefficient uses. You have four old guys in black socks, you know, playing there while you've got 65,000 students looking for places to have rec fields.
Any future conversion of the golf course would not be anytime soon.
In the medium term, I think the real question for the golf course is it going to be better usage to create more recreation fields for the students,
right,
which we have added some, but as they've highlighted, still in very short supply.
After Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas told Young there was an unsuccessful attempt to close the course, the president says he's done it before.
Before you got here, we tried, but we didn't. We're successful.
And I've killed the golf course before.
Young also told the board about the goal of making the campus more pedestrian, limiting streets to buses and vehicles handling deliveries and emergencies. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A fiery crash on Highway 21 west of Bryan Sunday at sunset killed a leader of the Texas A&M band. 20-year-old Alex Jones of San Antonio served as the combined band sergeant and as a Ross volunteer. Witnesses told Brazos County Sheriff's investigators Jones was driving east on 21 near the Pleasant Hill Road overpass when his SUV crossed the center line and struck an oncoming semi. The driver of the semi was treated for injuries and released at a Bryan hospital. Tonight is the annual visit of the Blinn College Board of Trustees to the Bryan campus. The agenda includes an update on the Rellis campus from the Texas A&M system, as well as a request from the system for Blinn to pay $75,000 of the cost of a workforce assessment study covering Brazos and all surrounding counties. It is the first meeting for the new Blinn trustee representing Brazos County, Tammy Spohn of College Station. Tonight's meeting starts at 6:30 in the Student Center. A daughter is arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after attacking her father with a knife last night. According to the College Station police report, the juvenile took a serrated kitchen knife and moved towards her father after the two got into an argument. He was able to restrain her but received abrasions from the knife as he pinned it against him to keep from being stabbed. Due to her age, the girl will not be identified. Someone jumped off the Highway 21 bridge over the Brazos River Saturday night. Burleson County Sheriff's Office Deputy Christine Labertu says they received a 911 call from the person who jumped.
Upon arrival, a Brazos County deputy did see a subject go into the water.
The person has not been found and their identity has not been confirmed. The head of the state's troubled foster care system says emergency state funding helped hire 441 new employees in December and January, a two-thirds increase over the same period the previous year. And members of a House committee were told yesterday that an additional around 250 staff should be hired soon. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 59 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tired of playing chauffeur for your team, but you're not sure how you're going to be able to fit driver's education in with their busy school schedule? Well, with Safeway Driving, you no longer have to wait until summer to get your teen on the road to driving safely. Safeway's online courses saves parents 32 trips to the driving school and allow students to work at their pace and on their schedule. With the highest trained instructors in the state, you'll have the peace of mind that comes from knowing your student is getting the best driving training in the industry. Enroll today online, SafewayDriving.com, or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Good morning. It's 6:09. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking weather. It's brought to you by the Anchor Foundation Repair folks. They're the leaders in foundation repair for the last 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds to start this morning, but as the day goes on, it'll become partly, then mostly sunny. It'll be warm. Temperatures anywhere from 75 to 80 later today. We're clear into tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Sunshine and warm tomorrow with a high very close to 80. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will fall back to 55. Looking ahead to Thursday, we're sunny and we're warmer with highs between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look forward to the A&M baseball team's game tonight against Stephen F. Austin and hear from Coach Rob Childress on the game. Plus, we'll check out some accolades earned by various Aggies, including a couple of inductees into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's not raining today. It's not going to rain today. What did we end up with? Do we know what the number was?
I can look it up for
you. Final total.
Because it was enough. Filled the bar ditches up again.
Yeah, it was definitely over 2 inches. I want to say about 2.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we ended up having,
2.5.
What about, really, 2.5 inches here.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up having, what, 4 tornadoes or something like that, or something similar to that.
Yeah,
over
and
in,
like 16 hailstorms, and yeah. Then like, no, I'm just kidding.
I know.
We did have a lot, though.
And Mumford, and a lot of straight line winds over there in mm-hmm. Booger County. So
yeah, some trees. We had a barn fly across the road. We had chicken houses.
We had a barn fly across the road?
We did.
Wow. It was like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. Jeez. Some poor chickens, the roofs of their houses got torn off.
So the chickens got to fly whether they wanted to or
correct.
Not.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
That's basically what we're saying
yep.
here. Yep, there you go. I mean, I know it's Tuesday and everything, but see, this song is so old. Neither of you know it?
Oh,
neither.
I love it.
Do you
Are you
know
kidding
it?
Me?
Okay.
I'm a big funk fan, so.
Okay. This is Carl Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, was this a one-hit wonder, probably?
Oh, yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Probably
yeah,
probably so. Here we go.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Of course I know this song. Took me a minute.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, his greatest hits is like one cut. So, that to tell you about Zhang Heng, who is a 93-year-old woman who lives in China, who has no plans to stop practicing martial arts. She is called the Kung Fu Grandma.
Hey.
Been practicing martial arts for 89 years. That's like since she was 4 or something. Says her father started teaching her Kung Fu when she was just a toddler. She says, it's my family tradition. Oh, yeah. It's lasted more than 300 years. She says that China was at war when she started in 1924. And it was a good way to learn self-defense, just in case. So now Grandma spends her time training and teaching others. She says she never dreamed she would get this much attention just from doing what she does. Wow.
Well, when you get that age, then it becomes even more impressive.
I want to see
true.
Her, I want to see her kick out. I
I'm sure there's video.
Thing. There may be. We'll have to go see. As soon as I figure out how to say her name, we can look it up and see what she's doing.
Last name is Brown, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Info.
We got video of her leading a bunch of, you know, spry 70-year-olds as they learn how to do senior kung fu, maybe.
That's a lot totally of broken awesome. Hips in that group.
You think about that, man.
Hey, think about every kung fu movie you've ever seen. The master is always some old guy,
well,
right?
Good
who's
point.
Just awesome.
True, yeah. Like Yoda. Yeah,
exactly.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them. Whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants, ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, there you go. It's 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs were in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And you can text us, too.
You can.
Send us pictures, little stories, things that happened in your life, whatever. 979-695-1620. You can call us, too. But to text us, you need to put in that area code thing.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
It's day 52. Got 113 of them to go. It is International Mother Language Day.
113 or 213?
Did I say 113? Well, we could do a short year if you want.
No, yeah, I was
313.
Whoa, there's only 113 days left in the year?
313.
Wow.
Yeah, get to 2018 quick.
It flew right by. International Mother Language Day. I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
It celebrates cultural diversity.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It was developed by a division of the United Nations. That's shocking.
Okay. I thought mother language was like whenever they go one, two.
No. It's also card reading day. We'll have facts about the people who write our cards for us.
Oh.
And that can be e-cards or it can be the kind that you get in the mail or whatever. Sticky bun day. I think that's self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And World Spay Day. So. I think that's self-explanatory. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's do some birthdays.
We got birthdays. Blanket Jackson.
Yes.
Is 15.
Kay.
That's Michael Jackson's son. His real name apparently is Prince Michael Jackson
II.
Well,
of course.
So.
But who wouldn't want to go by Blanket?
Blanket. Right? Blanket's just such a better name.
Is it, they call him Blank for short. Kit. I mean, what do they do?
That's a good question. Sure. Yeah. Who needs a nickname for a nickname, though?
Yeah.
You know? Sophie Turner's 21. She plays Sansa Stark on Soap Opera with Swords.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley Green is 30. She was in the Twilight movies.
Yeah, she was one of the vampires.
Mm-hmm. Ellen Page is 30, also from Juno and the X-Men movies and Inception.
She's funny.
Charlotte Church, she's a singer, and she's 31.
Wow, she's 31 now. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Started out, I believe, in Christian music and is now doing opera.
Okay.
So pretty cool. Zach Swan is 32, one half of the Swan Brothers.
Okay. Can you name the other one?
Nope.
Okay.
Jordan Peele from Key and Peele is 38.
All right.
And his wife's birthday was yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Which one is he? Is he the tall one or the short one?
I believe he's the tall one.
All right. I got you. Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. Jennifer Love Hewitt is 38.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Billy Baldwin, probably the least popular Baldwin, maybe?
Sanest. Maybe?
Sanest, yeah, but
sure.
Maybe least talented.
Yeah.
He's 54. Yeah. I don't know. Stephen Baldwin kind of
might
take the cake on that one. Christopher Atkins is 56. He was from the Blue Lagoon. You remember that movie?
Wow, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and he's only 56.
He was Dallas, I think, for a little while.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kim Coates is 59, played Tig on Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
Jack Coleman is 59. Played Claire's father on Heroes. He was, for the longest time, they just called him HRG because he wore these horned-rimmed glasses and nobody knew what his name was.
Cute. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mary Chapin Carpenter is
59. All right,
country superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey Grammer, 62.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Frasier.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
And I recently, I guess last year, went back and watched all of Frasier. I binge-watched all of Frasier. And then afterwards, binge watch all of Cheers because you got to.
Binge watch a show called Boss, where he played the mayor of Chicago.
Not nearly
as likable a guy.
And his ex-wife was a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
You're right.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes, and their entire divorce was documented.
That's it.
Wow.
All right there for everybody to see.
Yeah.
He's a Republican, too.
That's right.
Yeah, conservative Republican.
William L. Peterson is 64, was Gil Grissom in CSI.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Still the executive producer. He's making money off the franchise.
And he lost his hearing, right?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Yep.
And what's also good, he was the star of the 86 movie Manhunter, which was actually the first movie to feature Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, that movie haunts me till today. Yeah.
I didn't know Hannibal Lecter was in something before Silence of the Lambs.
Sure enough.
Anthony Daniels, 71, C-3PO from Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Is it Tyne Daly? Tyne Daly, 71, is on Judging Amy and was Lacey on Cagney and Lacey.
That's right.
And David Geffen is 74, co-founder of DreamWorks.
There's an interesting documentary on him. He would hurt himself if he fell off his money.
Oh,
he
wow.
is a rich guy.
Mm.
And as many rich guys are in Hollywood, not the nicest of people.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the way they are. All right, 619.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So President Trump is driving the alt-radical propaganda media nuts after he attacked them again at his rally in Melbourne, Florida. Now, speaking to thousands and thousands of supporters at the Orlando-Melbourne airport, well, Trump excoriated this alt-propaganda media, saying the dishonest media, which has published one false story after another with no sources, well, they've become a part of the problem. Case in point, study Media Research Center last Wednesday, three big news networks spent 18 times covering the White House being in a, quote, non-existent crisis over Michael Flynn's resignation and over the fact that their own intelligence agencies, you know, broke the law and leaked sensitive information and are out there taping people without any constitutional rights. Journalism isn't just dead. They're at war with the president now.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com. So I recently gave my home a facelift, and I did it the simplest and best way possible. Brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. And by the way, they have the best customer service you'll ever experience. If you pick the wrong color, Blinds.com will remake those blinds for free. You get free color samples. You get free shipping. So don't miss Blinds.com, their President's Day sale. You get up to 40% off their already low prices site-wide at Blinds.com. Now through February the 21st, just go to Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. We don't know when the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates again, but a new bank rate survey shows 49% of Americans are concerned about rising rates this year. The most common reason for worry is the effect that rising interest rates could have on the stock market. Are you squirreling money away someplace? A new creditcards.com survey reveals about 12 million Americans have concealed a bank or credit card account from their spouse, live-in partner, or significant other. It appears the older we are, the sneakier we get, as older baby boomers are nearly four times as likely than millennials to have had a secret account. Snack maker Nabisco is rolling out a new flavor of Oreo cookies just in time for Easter. Peeps Oreos with marshmallow Peeps flavored cream are starting to appear in some Walmart stores. It is quiet on Wall Street today. The markets are closed for the President's Day holiday. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000.
Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
There's an orange opportunity sales event going on now at WC Tractor, Brazos Valley's only Kubota Elite dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Visit one of their four Kubota Elite dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st, 2017, call toll-free 1-888-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Washington County Tractor. People and products that you can trust.
Well, whether you love him or you hate him, Donald Trump is our president, but this guy here definitely seems to be happy about the results. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. A 28-year-old named Judd Markowitz borrowed $2,000 from his brother Ryan in 2012, and they added a bunch of stipulations to the contract that were supposed to be jokes. Like, if Judd lost a limb or got a woman pregnant with septuplets, he didn't have to pay back the money. He also didn't have to pay it back if Ryan won the lottery, if the Jets won the Super Bowl in 2013, or if the world came to an end at any point. Obviously, none of that happened. But one thing they did put in there that did happen, according to the contract, the loan would be forgiven if Donald Trump got elected president. They posted the contract online. A few people pointed out that it technically says he had to become president in 2016, so if they went to court, Judd might have to keep paying since he wasn't sworn in until 2017. But Ryan says he's honoring the contract because the intent was clear. Judd made the payments for a while, but had to stop at some point, and now Ryan says he's forgiving the rest of the loan. So I think Trump has a pretty big supporter out of Judd. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Has anyone ever said to you,
you should be a model,
or you should be on the cover of a magazine? Here's your chance. Brazos Valley Bride Magazine and the Bridal Association of the Brazos Valley are hosting an open casting call for their bridal photo shoot. Be at the Expo Complex Sunday, February 26th from 12 to 1:30. You must be at least 18 years old, and you don't need a ticket to the Spring Bridal Show to be a part of the casting call. No bridal attire required, just a fresh face and a winning attitude. That's Sunday, February 26th from 12 to 1:30 at the Expo. For details, visit BrazosValleyBride.com.
Yeah, there we go. 625, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Hey, here's the weather. Better than yesterday. Not going to rain today. 75 will be our high temperature. By the way, we had about 2.5 inches of rain yesterday. So 75 for a high today with sunshine. Tonight down to 53. Then we're going to do about 3 days right around 80 degrees or maybe a little bit warmer. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. On Saturday, it cools down. We'll have a little wind shift. It'll be 67, which should be pretty nice. But again, continuing to have sunshine. Right now, we've got 93% relative humidity, mostly cloudy skies, and 59.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Have you ever had something bad happen in your life and then you just keep replaying it over and over in your head? That's not good. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
When you get an emotional injury in the form of rejection or failure or guilt, the tendency is to just shake it off and get over it.
Which is interesting, because we don't have that attitude when it comes to physical injuries. We know we have to put antibacterial ointment on a cut, and we know we have to treat a cold. And it's the same is true of emotional and psychological injuries.
Guy Winch, author of the book Emotional First Aid, says we're all pretty good at shaking off some small emotional upsets.
But a lot of the times these things nag at us, and we're still thinking about them, and we're still stewing about them hours, days, and weeks later. And that's a sign that we really need to treat what's going on, because we're not just shrugging it off. We're not getting over it.
When people brood or ruminate over a romantic breakup or some other emotional upset, it can take a real toll on both mental and physical health.
For we're just replaying the same painful thing over and over again. And it's almost addictive in the sense that we'll feel even more compelled to think about it. It'll pop into our minds even more. And it's a cycle you have to stop. What we can do then is understand that the cycle is not helpful and really try and distract ourselves by thinking about something else each time the idea occurs to us or it pops in our head. And to do that, we have to think about something that's compelling that makes us need to concentrate. Because if it's just a light thought, it won't be sufficient.
Tomorrow, how to prevent life's failures from taking an emotional toll. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The yearly visit of the Blinn College Board of Trustees on the Bryan campus is tonight. More business about workforce training is on the agenda. The Blinn Board will consider spending $75,000 to help pay for a study the Texas A&M system wants to do to assess workforce needs in Brazos and all surrounding counties. The study will include one-on-one calls to most of the top 15 employers in the 8-county region, along with an online survey targeting all employers with 10 or more employees. The agenda also includes a receive an update on the college's next strategic plan. That's after administrators received 70 more survey responses. Final action is planned for next month. The trustees' newest member, Tammy Spohn of College Station, will be sworn in. She joins former Bryan City Councilwoman Ann Horton as one of two Brazos County members appointed by the Brazos County Commission. Tonight's gathering in the Student Center starts at 6:30. A leader of the Texas A&M band died in a fiery crash Sunday at sunset on Highway 21 west of Bryan. 20-year-old Alex Jones of San Antonio was described by Corps of Cadets Commandant Joe Ramirez as a social, confident young man who had a resilient work ethic and a good sense of humor. Jones was served as the combined band sergeant major and as a Ross volunteer, was pursuing a commission in the Air Force. Witnesses told Brazos County Sheriff's investigators Jones was driving an eastbound SUV, crossed the center line on 21 near the Pleasant Hill Road overpass, and struck an oncoming semi. The driver of the semi was taken to a Bryan hospital where they were treated and released. Firefighters from Precinct 4 and Bryan responded to extinguish fires to both vehicles. A Texas A&M student takes home more than $400,000 for winning a barrel racing contest.
Haley Kinsel was taking part in the world's richest one-day rodeo at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Kinsel and two others take home $100,000 for winning their events and split $1 million bonus. Sage Kempsey won the bull riding contest, and Cody DeMoss took the trophy for saddle bronc riding during RFD-TV's The American. Kinsel also won more than $20,000 during the barrel racing semifinals held at Fort Worth's Cowtown Coliseum. Chuck Martin, TSNU.
Current and future construction projects on the Texas A&M campus were brought up when the Board of Regents recently reviewed the master plan for the flagship institution.
Board members asked consultant Dana Dixon why the map of the master plan does not include a proposed extreme makeover of Spence Park east of Kyle Field.
We were asked not to show this at this time until it was confirmed if that was what we wanted to put in. We at one time actually had that in here. We thought that might not be appropriate to have it in there at this point.
Campus traffic was also discussed. President Michael Young told Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria the goal is to limit vehicles to buses, those responding to emergencies, and those making deliveries.
Is our goal to eliminate vehicles on campus eventually?
Ultimately, yes. Try to get as much private vehicular traffic off campus as we can.
It's already pretty bizarre driving through campus.
Dixon also says TxDOT's modifying plans for the future intersection of Wellborn and George Bush.
The Wellborn and the Bush intersection is being revised to make those separations. One's going down a little bit, one's going up a little bit.
Dixon also talked about future pedestrian crossings at Bush and Penberthy and Texas and University. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Local public safety agencies responded to a 911 call of someone saying they were going to jump off the Highway 21 bridge into the Brazos River. Burleson County Sheriff's Deputy Christine Labertu says the body of the unidentified person has not been found following searches on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon.
College Station Police Department, Bryan Police Department, Bryan Fire Department responded to search for that subject. The search was called off at about 6 p.m. Sunday evening.
Labber 2 says the jump was witnessed by a Brazos County Sheriff's deputy. A former Dallas area neurosurgeon is going to prison for life for killing and injuring dozens of patients. Multiple victims testified at the sentencing of Christopher Dunst.
It's a conviction and sentence that Dallas County prosecutors say is unprecedented. A doctor prosecuted and sentenced to life behind bars for a series of operations that were so bad, other doctors thought an amateur had made it to the operating room. Dunch was found guilty of putting Mary Eford in a wheelchair for life, but nearly three dozen others testified about Dunch's path of horror. His surgery killed Kelly Martin, mother of Caitlin Martin Lindoff.
This will not bring my mother back. But it is some sense of justice for all of the families, for all of the victims.
Under Texas law, Dunch is eligible for parole, but not for decades. LP Phillips, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 6:35. It's 59 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, there you go. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the K&M Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Clouds give way to sunshine. Temperatures anywhere from 75 to 80 degrees this afternoon. Clear through the nighttime. Lows will drop down to about 50 to 55. High pressure will be in control of our weather tomorrow. We'll have sunshine. It'll be warm, very close to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear with a low of 55. And we're going to be sunny and warm Thursday. Temperatures Thursday afternoon between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team takes the field tonight against Stephen F. Austin. We've got Coach Rob Childress's take on the game. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at some awards earned by various Aggies yesterday, including Robert Williams' SEC Freshman of the Week honor for the second week in a row. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. There's we'll talk to State Senator Schwertner in about 2 hours, and we'll talk politics in a minute. But so did you see? You know, I didn't mention it yesterday. Did you see what John Calipari said over the weekend in the news conference after the game?
Mm-mm. Oh no.
Well, he was talking about how there are people who just get fired in the middle of the season, like I think Mike Gottfried has mm-hmm. gotten fired at North Carolina State. They're going to let him finish. But he said, you know, what happens if he goes on a run? What happens if they do really, really well? You've already fired this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, are you, well, he didn't say kidding me, but I think you probably know what he meant.
Right.
And he said, every coach in America, do this. Tell him if you fire me in midseason, you owe me $3 million. He said, I'm putting that in my contract next year, and all you coaches out there need to do the same thing.
It is interesting. And I know that it's, you know, almost the end of regular season play, but I don't know.
Coaches are, I mean, a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know that,
getting into it.
Got to make your living, you know, based on 19 to 21-year-olds, and who knows what's going to happen there. And,
right.
For a whole bunch of them, they're in tall cotton that they've never been in before. Either that or all of a sudden they were prima donnas and now they're having to compete. So it's, you know, it's a problem. And these coaches get paid a lot of money.
They do.
But, you know, being able to have a consistent winning program is pretty difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, Bob Huggins dropped to his knees during a break in the action of their game against Texas.
Oh.
His defibrillator went off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of scary.
Very scary.
And he said he's fine, but nonetheless. So, we're not a sports station. That was just a couple of things. Mm-hmm. Have we got anything from the leader of the free world?
We do have a little.
Okay.
We have a few tweets from yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So the first one he says is, give the public a break. The fake news media is trying to say that large-scale immigration in Sweden is working out just beautifully. Not.
Fake news. Fake news.
And then he goes on to tweet. He says, happy President's Day. Make America great again.
Yeah.
And then he tweeted about naming General H.R. McMaster National Security Advisor and posted a very cute little picture of the two of them together.
There you go. Best buds, right?
Yeah, but okay. nothing this morning. Okay. And, you know, even yesterday, he really didn't start tweeting until later in the day. So he hasn't been as much of, maybe he's still an early riser, but not as much of an early tweeter
Taking in some information, I guess.
Yep.
And, you know, there, I guess yesterday's protest was the Not My President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again.
New protest every day.
That's right. Yep. He is your president. You may not like it, and that's okay. But
unless you move,
president.
Yeah. He is your president.
And here's the thing. All these protests and everything, I mean, that's exactly the sort of thing that's going to get him reelected in 2020. I mean, if he's really going to be so bad that you have to do all these protests, why don't you just sit back and let him hang himself? You know what I mean?
Yep.
If he's really that bad, then people will understand. You don't have to go out and block people's traffic and stuff like that, keep people from going to work. You're just making you look worse.
And don't you have a job?
Yeah. Right?
I mean, now yesterday I got it. You know, there are a lot of people off of work. But, you know, the rest of the time you should have a job.
Well,
I would hope.
Democrats with jobs.
Hey, now. All right, so the Texas Tribune out with a poll yesterday talking about how Trump, people were kind of lukewarm. Republicans were lukewarm about him before the election, but now they really like him. So they got more stuff that they released this morning. A majority of Texans support banning Syrian refugees and blocking individuals from seven countries from entering the United States, according to the poll. They balk, but only a little bit, at banning Muslims who are not U.S. citizens from entering the country, according to the poll.
Hmm.
Ask about banning Syrian refugees. 54% say they support that policy. 37% of them say they do so strongly. So there you are. Overall, 56% in favor of that happening, 38% opposed, and then 6% don't really have an opinion on
that. It's because we're like on the coast where they might come in, you know?
Well, we do have a rather long border for that kind of thing, yes. Opposition to legal marijuana is dropping in Texas. Fewer than one in five respondents to the Tribune poll that they released this morning saying that they are against legalizing it in any form. Support for marijuana only for medical use has dropped over the last 2 years, but support for legalized for private use, both in small amounts or in amounts of any size, has grown since the pollsters were asked back in 2015. Right now we're at 21%. And 16% for any amount. 21% people said they would be in favor of it. 16% said they would be opposed to it. So.
I wonder, too, how many people, because apparently the agriculture is pretty, or, you know, the atmosphere or the growing conditions in Texas actually are pretty favorable to it.
Sure.
And so I wonder, too, how many of those people who are in favor potentially have land or have, you know, areas that they own that they could grow it and actually make money off of it.
Yep. If you watched Justified, the TV show, that was what that was all about in, I think, in Kentucky, that there was great land there to be able to grow marijuana. I misrepresented a minute ago. I said for and against. That's not right. What they did is they compared from 2 years ago. 2 years ago, 16% of Texans said that they would support legalization of marijuana in any amount, 16%. This time, 21%. So that's gone up 5 points.
Okay. Seems to me like something that should be regulated just like alcohol. I mean, it. I mean, as far as I'm, as far as I understand, it's no more damaging. So,
but as we have talked about, you know, you blow a breathalyzer. For alcohol.
That's that's where it's at right there, is that there's no way to
measure
exactly when you did it last.
Sure. Well, and to what point you might be impaired.
Right.
And until they come up with something like that, it does. It's a difficult situation.
But Colorado apparently has experienced quite a windfall as far as money goes.
They
with,
have.
All the taxes and stuff they've gotten off of it.
But so. I'll also counter that you have younger people smoking marijuana now than ever before, and that bothers me a little bit, too. You know, anytime you put a person who is young and inexperienced and maybe doesn't have the judgment into a situation where they're impaired, that can be a problem. Not only for you, but an impaired person gets on the road, they're a danger to other people
as well.
Well,
that's what I was going to say. I think there have been more traffic-related issues because of it in Colorado and other states that have legalized
and
it.
And again, I guess there's not any quick in the field way to check that. So we'll see.
I mean, but you know, then again, and of course, obviously if it's legal, it's obviously more easily accessible, but you know, this is again, the kind of thing where people are breaking the law, like children are doing it and people are getting on the road doing it, which is all against the law. So having a law to ban it is going to keep people from doing it?
Never.
Exactly.
Can't legislate morals. Just can't do it. Yeah. State lawmakers are considering legislation that will require people to use facilities in public buildings that match their biological sex, but would not regulate which restrooms transgender or other people use in privately owned buildings. Republicans more likely to agree with that position than Democrats. 76% said that transgendered should use restrooms that match their birth gender, while 51% of Democrats said gender identity should be the standard. But in both cases, it's a majority. So I don't know. I'm not sure exactly where we're going to go with that. And clearly, when we talked about it from day one, and Chelsea, you're the one who brought it up, you can talk bathrooms all you want. We're talking locker rooms here. That's really where your concern is.
Well, my thing, too, is if somebody is fully transitioned, but you're saying based on their birth gender, that I mean, I feel like someone's going to be more freaked out about somebody who's fully transitioned going into their birth gender bathroom.
That would be vice versa. The other,
that's where you have to do you make rules based on what level of transition they
yeah,
are at?
Right,
you
yeah.
know
you
where
have to
they
carry
are.
A badge around. What percentage is it?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's just that's hard.
I mean, I think when it comes down to the actual, you know, physiological things that they can change. Once they, I think once you make the switch, I think that's where you can draw the line.
But there's a lot of people who are going through the transition who are going to argue just because they haven't made that switch doesn't mean that, you know, mentally they haven't changed.
Sure. And here's what I want to know. You're saying a lot of people. How many people are we talking about?
True.
Which really, we're spending a lot of energy, a lot
a
of conversation, a lot of emotion on this.
Right.
And I don't know in hard numbers how many people we're talking about. And somehow to get worked out. I just, again, I hate that we have to try to legislate something like this because it's, it'll end up in appeal. There's no doubt. All right, 6:48.
Ryan Broadcasting and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley in supporting Empty Bowls Jr. February 25th. Students, teachers, and some of your favorite local restaurants and local radio personalities will all be on location at the Prosperity Bank location on East University Drive from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Donate $10 and get a bowl of soup, bread, and a handmade bowl from a local student. The money raised will benefit our area and school food pantries, ensuring that our local students won't go hungry. For more information, visit acbv.org. Empty Bowls Jr. from Taste of BCS, Prosperity Bank, Ryan Broadcasting, and the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley.
Hi.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I don't think I could ever be a politician. No mortal being, human, animal, or plant, it seems, is going to please everyone. And that would really cause me to agonize. Why did 10% of the people vote against me? What's wrong with them? That's what I'd think. I understand, but that's what I would think. We're going to talk about hero and horrific plants. Heroic plants that do well for us, and horrific plants that cause us all kinds of heartburn. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-752. Grow, or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. We're talking today about heroic plants, plants that are set up on pedestals with merit or not, and that seem to be targets of wide-ranging opinions. I'll strive to be objective in my own comments, but hey, I'm just a guy, and some of my personal opinions are going to creep in. Let's start with crepe myrtles. No woody plant that we grow gives any longer season of glorious bloom. Sizes and colors differ between varieties. There's truly a crepe myrtle for almost any possible need as long as you have full sun. But are they perfect plants? No, they're not. They have aphids, and there's new scale insect that's showing up on them, and those can cause a lot of honeydew drippage and then the black sooty mold that grows in it. But they are really great plants, and very few of our plants that we grow have no problems. And crepe myrtles are no exception. They're worth planting nonetheless. And along a similar line to crepe myrtles, many people have said of their roses. They're not blooming now. It's summertime, even though I bought the ones that are marked as Earthkind by Texas A&M. Of course, it's not summertime right now, but when you get into the summer and your roses fail to bloom well for you, that's normal for Texas. Don't hold them accountable for that one. They're going to bloom well in April and May, and again in September, October. Many people choose native Texas plants as major parts of their landscapes. They say as they make their selections, if it can grow in Texas, I want it. But where in Texas? Are they native to the soils and the climate in your neighborhood, or are they native somewhere 400 miles away? Just because a plant will grow in El Paso doesn't mean it will do well in Beaumont and vice versa. You need to choose plants that are adapted. It's much more important that they'll grow for you than that they be native Texas plants. I hear a lot about miracle grasses. I see those Sunday supplement ads. We don't have a perfect turf grass. We have several that would score A-, and a couple of others that might not pass the first test. We do not have a summa cum laude option. St. Augustine and Common Bermuda are both very good, and a lot of progress is being made in the zoysias. But the big busts have been fescue and buffalo grass. They just haven't held up well in big parts of Texas. Oh, and my final comment is on ornamental grasses. Oh, I want to plant those because that way I can get away from planting so many shrubs, and they're drought tolerant. Well, I don't know that they are, and they're brown half of the year, for crying out loud. I think we are very much overdoing the ornamental grasses. I'm Neil Sperry. How landscapes evolve in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. It's 6:53. Tonight, the number 20 Texas A&M Aggie baseball team looks to start the season 4-0 for the fourth consecutive season as they host the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Yeah, Johnny does a great job. They have an older bunch and, you know, a lot of junior and senior hitters, and I expect them to be offensive, and they always play with a chip on their shoulder, and it seems like we always have a barn burner with them on Tuesday nights.
A&M is coming off a monumental opening weekend in which the Aggies outscored the Falcons 50-8. It marked the most runs ever scored by the Aggies in an opening weekend and the first time the Maroon and White won all three games of a series by 10 or more runs since 1999. First pitch tonight is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Pre-game will be at 6:15, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, Texas A&M second baseman Braden Shoemake was named SEC Freshman of the Week following the Aggie sweep of Bowling Green over the weekend. In his collegiate debut, Shoemake drove in four while hitting 3-for-5 at the plate in the Aggies' 15-1 victory over the Falcons. In more Aggie accolades, for the second straight week and third overall time this season, Texas A&M's Robert Williams has been named SEC Freshman of the Week after a standout week on the hardwood for the Maroon and White. During SEC play, Williams leads the league in blocked shots and ranks second in both rebounding and field goal percentage. Williams and his teammates return to the court for a pair of games this week, beginning with a road contest at Arkansas tomorrow night before the Aggies come home to host Alabama inside Reed Arena Saturday evening. Tomorrow's game begins at 7:30 p.m. Pre-game will be at 7, and you can hear it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Texas Sports Hall of Fame will enshrine the class of 2017, and Aggie three-way All-American Dave Elmendorf and legendary Aggie track coach Pat Henry are among the group of eight inductees. The formal induction ceremony and banquet will take place at the Waco Convention Center tonight. Elsewhere in college basketball, after West Virginia coach Bob Huggins dropped to his knees and clutched his chest in a scary moment before halftime, Javon Carter finished with 24 points to lead the 12th-ranked Mountaineers to a 77-62 win last night over Texas. Lamont West had 23 points, helping WVU shake off a slow start and its coach's frightening fall. Huggins went down during a timeout just before halftime, and his players quickly came to his aid. Huggins stood briefly, massaged his chest, and stayed on the sideline. It wasn't immediately known whether Huggins received medical attention at halftime, but he returned to coach in the second half. In the Associated Press men's basketball poll, the top three teams remain unchanged, with number one Gonzaga followed by Villanova and Kansas. The Bulldogs received 59 of the 65 first-place votes, while the Wildcats took 5 and Kansas won. Fourth-ranked Arizona is followed by UCLA, Oregon, Louisville, North Carolina, Baylor, and Duke. In the NFL, national championship quarterback Deshaun Watson plans to participate in every aspect of the NFL scouting combine. Watson said yesterday before the Davey O'Brien Award presentation that he'll do everything he's asked to do at the combine, which begins next week in Indianapolis. That'll include throwing and running before his pro day prior to the NFL draft in April. And out on the links, it was just a formality, but Dustin Johnson has reached the top of the world golf rankings for the men. He moved to number one after his win at the Genesis Open over the weekend. Johnson tops Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, Henrik Stenson, and Hideki Matsuyama. Other highly ranked Americans are Jordan Spieth in the sixth spot, Justin Thomas eighth, Ricky Fowler and Bubba Watson 14th and 15th, and Phil Mickelson 23rd. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
The
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum's Education Department has developed a new educational app called White House Dinner Dash. Help President George Bush and the First Lady entertain foreign leaders and guests while building diplomatic relations. This is a lighthearted, fast-paced educational game about White House state dinners during the presidency of our 41st president. Now available on Apple, Android, and desktop devices. Visit bush41.org for more information.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zornemann Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. After getting about 2.5 inches of rain here and having pretty bad weather in a whole bunch of parts of Texas, it's better today. 75 with sunshine, 53 tonight. Then about 3 days where we'll be in the 80s. Cools down on Saturday to about 67 degrees. It's 56 now at 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station.